Good morning, and thank you for contacting customer care. My name is Danae. How may I assist you?
Hey, Danae. My name is Wade. I'm calling from Capital One Bank on a recording line, and how are you doing today?
Fine, and you, sir?
I'm doing well. I'm trying to assist a customer who has a charge on his account from your company, and he does not recall authorizing any such charge. Just seeing if you're able to assist us in locating any information.
I sure can. Just give me one.
Sure.
No, not. I don't know. One second. Could you provide me with that customer zip code so I can get an account pulled up here?
Sure. It is 31312.
Thank you. And
Sure.
could you verify his name?
It's Mr. David Lang.
Thank you. And verify his address for security purposes, please.
I have 504 Central Boulevard in Guyton, Georgia.
Yes. Thank you.
Do you have information for him?
I do.
Let me bring him on the line here one moment so you can remind him what the product is. Do you
Yes,
mind? All
sir.
right, one moment. Mr. Lang, I do apologize for the delay. I do have Danae on the line. She's going to be assisting us in providing you some additional information regarding what it is that is being purchased or subscribed to. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead,
Good
Danae.
morning. Good morning, Mr. Lang. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Okay, so I have your account pulled up here, and it looks like on March 8th, you purchased some mini pods and a smartwatch. Do you recall? It was,
Vaguely, yes.
yeah, it was delivered to your address. It looks like March 13th.
Right.
Okay, so when you made that purchase, you paid $5.95 and $5.95, so about $11, $12 even, for shipping and handling. And it stated in our terms and conditions, and within 14 days, we'll bill you the full amount for having the product. And that's where that charge is coming in, the $59.95.
For those I received,
Yes.
I need to return them. I don't, I'm disappointed in the product.
Okay. Just give me one moment here, okay?
Sure.
Okay, sir, it is definitely possible for you to return. But before we get to that point, what if I was able to offer you a 35% refund and you keep the product?
The watch I don't ever use. It's substandard in my opinion, so I'll never use it. What was the other product?
There were ear pods.
Okay, I could possibly use those, yes, but the other no.
Okay, so it looks like you haven't even been billed for the watch. You've only been billed for the ear pods.
My what?
Huh?
I didn't understand what you
You've
said.
only been billed for the ear pods, not the watch.
And that is for how much?
That was $59.95, and I just offered you 35% refund on that $59.95 charge, and you just keep the product. And a 35% refund would be $20.98. So it looks like you'd be then paid $38.97 for both products.
Janae, are these one-time
Yep.
charge?
Yes.
So as of right now, prior to our phone call, the arrangement was for $59.95 for each of those items, the AirPods and the watch.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to understand the promotion here. So that's a total of $119.90.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
So he was billed for one, but it looks like it was declined. Right. And the other one was successful.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm doing here is offering him 35% on the charge of the only one that was successful and he keeps the product rather than it be a hassle with him having to send it back. And right now I just like do a temporary 50% refund and then he has to send it back and we wait till we receive it. And once then we, there's like a $15 restocking fee and then we issue him the other percent of which we keep.
What would that amount to? Got all those percentages and TRD charges that you're talking about.
So if he kept the watch and the AirPods, so far you billed $59.95. Will there be an additional charge for the watch or?
No.
So that remains to be seen.
That will remain to be how it is. And I'm also. So it'd be like he only paid about $39 for the watch and their AirPods.
I see. So you'd be giving a refund, you said?
Of $20.98.
$20.98. Okay.
35% refund on that, yes.
Does that meet your satisfaction, Mr. Lang?
Yes, that'll be fine. I would understand that. I didn't understand that all that would be $59 a piece or $60 a
right.
piece for.
Yeah, sometimes those fine prints, you got to read them clearly because it's.
Yeah.
I don't have access to the fine print or the terms, but based on what she's saying, you know, the initial charge that you pay the $5.95 each,
yeah.
and then
yeah.
Within 14 days they would bill you the full price or whatever the arrangement is, but. At this point,
be more careful. I mean, certainly.
So, sounds like you're accepting the offer of the partial refund of $20.98. There won't be any further charges. This is a one-time charge. So you shouldn't have any other issues going forward with this specific issue here. Do you have
yes.
any confirmation numbers, Danae, or any type of?
Just 1 second. Let me get it all set in stone, okay, sir?
All righty.
I just had to hear him say he agreed to it first.
No problem.
Almost still here. All right, almost finished here. Okay. Let me see. The email. He should. Oh no, he doesn't have. He does have an email on file. Okay. The cancellation number, confirmation number, because it looks like it didn't go to the email in regards to that refund, which it usually does. Why I don't know. It may not just. For my site right here right now. The confirmation number is going to be C as in cat. E as in Edward, F as in Frank, 8, C as in car, D as in dog, B as in boy, B as in backyard, 8, S as in Frank, 3. If you don't mind just repeating that back to me.
C is in Charlie, E is in Echo, F is in Frank, 8, Charlie, Delta, boy, 8, Frank, Sierra, for 5.
When you just said the last two, I think he said the last, I think he said an S and started instead of an F. It's an F as in Frank.
Frank 3, right? The last three characters. So Charlie, Echo, Frank, 8. Charlie, Delta, Bravo, 8. Frank, 3.
Yes, sir.
3, the last one?
The last characters are 3. You have that, Mr. Lang?
Yes. So you want to... Charlie, Echo, Frank, 8. Charlie, Delta, Bravo, 8. Frank, 3?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So you won't receive any further charges or anything else, and we are all finished here.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your assistance, Danae. I appreciate your help. Did you have any other concerns or questions, Mr. Lang, before we disconnect the line?
No, I'm been made aware of what we're doing here, what happened. So
all right, no worries. Well, just be mindful going forward, you know, to read all terms and conditions to avoid any possible misunderstanding. Thank you, Danae, for your assistance.
Yes, thank you both, and I ask that you both have a great day, and I want to thank you both for contacting customer care, and happy Easter.
You as well.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.